Say it's good to be in the house of the Lord. I love coming to the house of the Lord. I love preaching God's Word. We want to take this opportunity to thank Brother Dan Gordon and the Home Baptist Church for inviting us to preach. Right now, I want all you pastors and preachers, remember back when it was your first time standing up here, and that's about how nervous I am. So, but we want you this afternoon to turn to the book of 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2. And let's read this afternoon, verses 1 through 7. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies, all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted, the Lord is gracious, to whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Verse 7, Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. Brother Senek, this morning, used a different passage of Scripture than I have chosen. And he spoke on Jesus Christ being wonderful. And this afternoon, I would like to speak on Jesus Christ being precious to those who believe. I believe that Christ is precious to us, to his people. I believe he is of great value to us. For we have found in him that he is all our all in all. We hold him in high esteem. We count him to be greatly desired, far above rubies and gold and silver. He is dear. He is very dear to us because he is our life. He is our hope. All that we hold dear is wrapped up in him because he has won our hearts and loosed us from our sins and set us free to follow him daily in a living fellowship of love. All that Christ has done for his people is precious to us. He is precious to us because we have been cleansed by his precious blood, as 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19 says, But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Oh, folks, his blood is precious to us today because it has cleansed us from our sins. We have to agree with 2 Peter chapter 1, and that his faith with which he enables us to trust him is precious also. Look at 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith. Oh, I ask you today, is your faith precious? But mine is precious. Yes, I love the Lord Jesus Christ and the faith that he gave me to believe and the faith that I live and trust Him and serve Him with today. Also, verse 4, He's precious because, you see, His promises to us are exceeding great and precious promises, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Surely we have tasted that He is gracious, and having come to Him, we find in Him the one most precious to our souls. We who know Christ to be precious to our souls can say with the bride in the Song of Solomon, yea, He is altogether lovely. Turn with me there to the Song of Solomon, chapter 5. I believe Brother Dan quoted that this morning. Song of Solomon, chapter 5. Look at verse 16. His mouth is most sweet. Yea, He is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughter of Jerusalem. Yes, Jesus Christ is altogether lovely today to those who know Him and the free pardon of saving grace. Let us look back into eternity and show the altogether lovely one and all of His work as mediator and substitute for His people. And looking back, we find our precious Lord there in His original glory, the glory which He had with the Father before the world was. Turn with me to the book of John in chapter 17. And I love this chapter. It's a precious chapter to me. Look at verse 5 there. And now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was. Amen. There He shared eternity with the Father as the all-perfect One, when there were none to admire, none to adore, no angels with golden harps, no seraphims to praise, no cherubim to say, holy, holy, holy. He was one with the Father, the eternal Son of God, the eternal Son of glory, before all creatures were, He was one with the infinitely perfect, good and glorious God. He was then all that He afterwards showed Himself to be. Creation and redemption did not change Him. They only revealed what He was before. Amen. Truly, truly, He is God. Very God. As described to us in the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Oh, praise God for His Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ is the precious One of eternity. And in eternity, He will be the one we shall praise that He ever revealed Himself to us poor sinful creatures and delivered our poor souls from the power of sin and, yes, the very presence of sin one day. He delivered me from the miry pit and He set my feet on the solid rock, Christ Jesus. Secondly, our Lord Jesus is precious and wonderful in His birth. Look at John chapter 1 and verse 14. John chapter 1 and verse 14 says, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Oh, Jesus Christ is not only the Word, but Jesus Christ is the truth. John chapter 17 tells us that too. He says, Thy Word is truth. Amen. Yes, Jesus Christ is truth. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Just a minute, I want to look at verse 9. And I should have followed Brother Farmer's cue. He got ready for sweating by Landy Panky up there, and I should have taken my coat off right away. Hebrews chapter 2, let's look at verse 9 and 10. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became Him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Oh, we praise Him. He is so precious. So precious to us today. I ask you this afternoon, how precious is He to you? My friend, sometimes I get the feeling that so many people name the name of Christ and they go about as though He's not precious to their soul. I ask, how precious is He to you today? Look with me at 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Oh, He's so precious today. Look at Hebrews again, chapter 9. Hebrews in chapter 9, and look with me at verse 26 this time. Verse 26 of Hebrews chapter 9. For then must He often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world, hath He appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. Oh, I'm so thankful that He paid my sin debt. I'm so thankful that He delivered me from sin. And one day He's going to deliver me from the very presence of sin. Amen. In my life. We praise the Lord of glory for His condescension to become what I was, that I might be what He is. By His grace, you see, the perfect righteousness of God. Oh, we could have preached a message today on holiness. And holiness is needed, and the Holy Spirit of God is working that out in our lives today. We call it sanctification. Are you being sanctified today? Are your paths being cleansed? Are you being conformed more to the image of His dear Son? You see, Jesus Christ is all in all, and He is precious. Me, He was made a little lower than the angels and took upon Himself the form of man that He might die, that He might He who knew sin, he who knew no sin, might take my sins and his body there on the cross of Calvary. Thirdly, the Lord Jesus Christ is precious to his people in his life. Follow him throughout the four Gospels and see him as he goes about doing good. Hear the grace of God pouring forth from his lips as he speaks to the sinful woman there in Luke chapter 7, verses 48 and 50. And he says, "Thy sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more." He says, "Oh, how precious he was to my heart the day he spoke to me from his word, delivered me from sin," and said, "Go and sin no more." John chapter 8 and verse 11, he speaks to the woman taken adultery and says, "Neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more." Oh, how precious he was to her that day in the forgiveness of her sins. And then listen to him in the book of Luke in chapter 23 and verse 43 as he hung there on the cross and said to the thief that hung there with him, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." Oh, how precious he was to that poor, repenting, believing sinner that day at his work of redemption. Hear him and count his words precious when he spoke to the leper, "Be thou clean," when he spoke to the blind, "Receive thy sight," when he said to the deaf, "Hear," and to the dumb, "Speak," and to the dead, "Live." Oh, that's a type of me. For I was filled with sin. I was full of sin. Oh, I was full of leprosy. And he said, "Be thou clean." Oh, I couldn't see. And he said, "See." And I couldn't hear. And he said, "Hear." I couldn't speak. And he said, "Speak." I was dead in my sins and trespasses. And he said, "Live." Oh, Jesus Christ is precious to me today. See our precious Lord as he weeps over Jerusalem. Behold his tears as he cries over sinners. See him as he shows compassion for his people. Behold him as legs and feet of mercy take him to poor sinners. His arms reach down to lift them up. Behold the hands that bless little children, touch fevered brows. Oh, surely he was precious in his life here upon earth. Fourth, Christ is precious and altogether lovely in his suffering from the hands of men. His friend Judas betrayed him. He suffered much in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Scriptures declare that his soul was made an offering for sin. He began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Turn with me to the book of Matthew in chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26. Look at verses 37 38. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me." Turn over to the book of Luke in chapter 22, corresponding passage. Book of Luke in chapter 22. And look at verse 44. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. I say to you today, he was not agonizing over the fact that he was going to give his life on the cross of Calvary, but We got to get a picture of the Son of God, the perfect Lamb of God. He who knew no sin, and He was about to take my sins in His body on the cross of Calvary. And oh, He was agonizing over that. He who knew no sin. He who hated sin. He who sin was an abomination to Him. He was going to take my sins and your sins in His body on the tree. And oh, how He agonized over that. See how precious He is to His people as He stands before Caiaphas in the Sanhedrin court and opens not His mouth. Look with me at the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, chapter 53. Verse 7, I love the book of Isaiah. Isaiah is a good book to look at and to study and see Jesus Christ. Isn't it? Look at verse 7 of chapter 53. He was oppressed. He was afflicted. Yet He opened not His mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before His shears is dumb, so He opened not His mouth. Oh, see how they mock Him, smite Him, blindfold Him, strike Him on the face as He stands there in the place of His people. See Him before Herod. See Him before Pilate. Watch as they scourge Him. Send Him away to be crucified. Oh, how precious He is to His people. Fifth, how precious and altogether lovely is our Lord in His suffering from the will of His Father. Turn with me to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Look with me at verse 23. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Oh, they put to death the Lord of glory, but only because it was His will, only because He had determined it. He had determined that they would accomplish the desires of their heart in putting our Lord and Savior to death on the cross of Calvary. It pleased the Lord to bruise Him on behalf of His people. Back to the book of Isaiah again in chapter 53 this time. Book of Isaiah in 53. Look at verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. He hath put Him to grief. When thou shalt make His soul an offering for sin, He shall see His seed. He shall prolong His days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in His hand. See, the Lord Jesus Christ was bruised, but He delivered the death blow to Satan. Oh, He's precious to me today. Oh, wave after wave of God's righteous judgment being poured out upon sin. He was the scapegoat and the lamb, God's offering for sin. I know He's precious and He would do all of this for me. Did He do it for you? He did it for me. Hear His precious words of agony. My God, why hast Thou forsaken me? Thine own beloved Son, Thy co-equal, Why? Because God had made him sin for us. He who knew no sin became sin for us. I hear these words and I weep for joy because I know he did it for me. Praise the Lord. Yea, he alone is precious because he was forsaken of the Father, so that we who believe on him might not be forsaken of the Father. Oh, I'm glad that I'm not forsaken of the Father today. You see, I'm glad that I'm clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Sixth, our blessed Lord is precious in his resurrection. He is not here, for he is risen. Come see the place where he laid, he said to Mary. The angel said to Mary Magdalene. Oh, those were precious words. Christ is precious to his people in his resurrection, because this assures us that we too shall be raised from the dead and given new bodies like unto our precious Lord. This is our hope, is it not? I like 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. You see, we shall be changed, for we shall see him as he is.
Amen.
Behold, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
Amen.
Oh, what a glorious day it's going to be.
Amen.
When he shall appear in the sky, we shall be changed and have bodies like unto his glorious body. See, without sin. Seventh of all, I would also declare my blessed Lord to be precious and altogether lovely in his ascension, to appear in glory in the very presence of God, for me as my representative. Look at Hebrews chapter 9.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 9. Look at verse 24. For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us, his people.
Amen.
All those that He is precious to. He appears in the presence of God on our behalf. Oh, he's precious to us today. Yes, the scriptures declare that the God-man, the Son of Man, the resurrected Christ, is now sitting in his human resurrected body at the right hand of the Father on high. He's our head. He's our representative. Oh, surely he is precious to the hearts of his people as he sits as our head in the heavens. Eighth of all, he is precious to the hearts of his people in his office as high priest, the high priest of his people, ever living to make intercession for us in the most holy place in heaven. I said earlier, I love the 17th chapter of John. You see, that's an intercessory prayer on our behalf. Is it not? Look with me at John chapter 17. I'll just read some portions of it. Verse 9, I pray for them. I pray not for the world. Oh, that tells me that's pretty particular. I don't understand these folks that don't believe in particular redemption. It's particular. He prayed for us. He prayed for them that was in the world with him at the time. And he prayed for us. And he said, I don't pray for the world.
Amen.
I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. For they are thine. And all mine are thine. And thine are mine. And I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. All these folks that are so-called Christians and around running around doing their own thing, I don't believe they're Christians at all. Because we're going to be one as He and the Father are one. We're going to be one with them. We're not one with them in sin. We're one with them in being separated from sin in the world. Look down at verse 20. Jesus is still praying. Neither pray I for those alone. Those that was with him in the world, see? Neither pray I for those alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That's us, folks. Isn't that glorious? Oh, yes. He is precious to me today. And then last, but probably greatest of all, is that He'll be lovely and precious to His people in that resurrection morning when He will come to receive those who love His appearing unto Himself to ever be with the Lord. Oh, won't that be great? We shall see the Father eternally in Him. Did you know we're going to see the Father through Jesus Christ? Yeah, we shall. We shall see and look in His face, and there in His human eye we shall read the tender love of the Father to us forever. We shall hear from His holy human lips plainly of the Father. Look with me at John chapter 16. And look at verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is going to show us plainly of the Father. You see, through the eyes of Jesus, we shall see our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, He's precious to us. Yes, we shall look upon His scars, healed, yet plain and open, upon His hands and upon His feet, side and brow, and shall read eternally there the hatred of God against sin and His love to us that made Him die in our place. Unto those who have believed, He is precious. Do you know Him? Is He precious to you today as He is to me, Brother Dan?